Okay.
We're closing the executive session at 10:05 and reconvening to regular meeting. Okay. Thank you very much, Carolyn.
Great, thank you.
Thanks, Carolyn.
Thank you. See you next time.
Bye.
So then further staff comments.
I wanted to talk to the commission about, I got a call the other day asking me to join the board of the WPPA and function as WPPA's treasurer. This is a very prestigious position on the board of WPPA. There's only one executive director in the entire system that serves as a treasurer, and I was flattered that Eric thought enough of me to ask, but I need the commissioner's approval to function like the treasurer of the WPPA. It would be 6 meetings a year, so it's a 2-year term. So the good news is you're stuck with me for 2 years if I take this. But I think it's great for the Port of Kingston. I mean, it's one of those positions where when a port is represented on the board of a organization like that, it is prestigious. I know quite a bit about this because Larry Crockett served 2 years as the treasurer. And so I know it's not a lot of work because they have an accounting firm. It's more a reporter on the board at board meetings.
Will there be a formal request?
The formal request will be a nomination on Friday.
Okay, because we said we can't make a decision now. So do you need a decision from the board?
Right, because it's not on the agenda.
But just, I think the consensus of my advice is yes, go for it. So it's not a decision, but
I can put it on the agenda for the 20th, but obviously they're going to want to.
It would, as far as today, it seems like more of a does anybody have any objections kind of question.
None that I can see. Are there meetings in addition to the regular PPA meetings?
There's two. There's the spring meeting and the winter meeting. I would be required to be there on Friday morning, which I'm never there, but I'd be required to. And then there's 4 meetings spread throughout the year. Okay. So there's 6 total.
Mm-hmm. Now, this does not involve going through the chair, so to speak.
Nope.
To
the executive director can only serve as treasurer. All the rest of the positions on the board are commissioners.
Okay.
I think you're being absent more with the highly competent person you're bringing in as your second.
Well, that's my second bit of bad news.
Uh-oh.
The Port of Bremerton did a full court press on Ms. Garcia, and she is going to be staying in place.
Oh.
They've promoted her, and
okay. So the search is underway. Still.
We've lost a good one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, one of my strategies is I'm calling, because we got 23 applicants, and in my opinion, none of them are qualified. I'm going to call John Powers and see if he would be aware of someone dynamic that might be interested in working with the board.
Have you put an advertisement out through WPPA?
Not through WPPA. We did it in the newspaper. But I'll be talking to people this week.
Yeah, you know how to work that.
Yeah.
But I thought they posted jobs, too.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's a relatively low-end position. We'll have to get somebody to relocate if we go through WPPA. And okay. I'm hoping there's someone in central Kitsap County that's one of those dynamic people that is looking. So the good news is Sam has agreed to stay on as long as we want her and need her. So if it takes a couple months, even though she's part-time, she's serving that function.
So just thinking about calendars for a moment, it sounds as if the December 4th, if the hearing is off, we don't know.
We don't know. Okay. Likely, but not certain, would be how I'd characterize it.
And you're talking about interviews the week of the 11th?
Right.
Sometime that week, not necessarily that day.
Right. Okay.
So if there's a hearing December 4th, would our attorney want to be speaking to us sometime before then or not?
Probably.
Okay, so we could have something in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we have our commission meeting next week.
Yeah.
So we can always do an exec session then.
And what is the swearing schedule? I saw the note Laura forwarded me, what you sent her, and I haven't read it. It wasn't what I wanted to read over coffee this morning.
it was just a MRSC mm-hmm. blog about the processes. What we talked about at the last meeting, or the last work session, was taking care of the swearing in and electing the 2018 slate of officers at the December meeting, which I think was we said would be the 19th, or no, the 20th. Would be the 20th instead of the 27th. There would be a special meeting, and it would move it a week early from normal. But
okay.
And she, I think, was going to have Dave Roberts swear her.
Dave is out of town, so she's going to have her assistant, who's a notary, okay. do it. I did remind her that she can just go up to the courthouse and get sworn in, too, if she wanted to, but she wants the formal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, this, yeah. That technically is one day early, but who's checking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the 31st is a Sunday and a holiday. So.
Yeah. But well, we said it was going to be a special meeting, so yeah. if we could call it a regular meeting, then it wouldn't be a...
Right.
So if you can do that...
We just have to make sure if you have any agenda items that need to be on that December meeting, because it is a special meeting that has to be on the agenda. Mm-hmm. That's the same day that the employee appreciation party is, so that evening mm-hmm. we'll be at the...
Did you determine whether the loft has an elevator?
I didn't. I should check.
Thank you for remembering.
Got to keep those things in mind.
Yeah.
That might be a busy week for me, just letting you know. I've got some legislative stuff that we may have to nail down before the end of the year, but I don't know yet.
Okay. So does that push you...
I don't know right now. We're proposing a revision of some bill we passed last year, and then it may be meeting with Amy Skardon and Senator Rolface, which they drive the schedule for that. So I just don't know. I'm just letting you know that we're coming up with some things we want to get done before the end of the
Got
year.
Got it. Okay.
And I'm in charge of the schedule, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just
but it would be a daytime meeting. You know, it wouldn't affect the party. It would be.
So what is your sense that needs to drive this
meeting?
No,
it shouldn't. It shouldn't because it's too uncertain. The fellow who we're meeting with is gone now until after Thanksgiving. So I'm not going to know until early December even meet with him. And then this would be a meeting after that. So I'm just letting you know. Don't need to get into details, but it's okay. very uncertain.
Okay.
We can push things around.
Any other additional comments? Any additional commissioner comments?
Nothing's happened. Just for your info, we're working on the long-range plan, the ferry stuff, so it doesn't affect the port, although we're one of the terminals that has seismic vulnerability for the 100-year quake or something like that, or the 300-year quake or something like that. So that's not the first round of improvements that happen in this upcoming year, but it'll probably be in the second round. And I just don't know what it is. But they're upgrading mm-hmm. the various terminals. For what it's worth, that's all I know.
And where are we with Kitsap Transit?
So I have a meeting at 1:00 today to go with their financial people. John Clausen will be there, and Casey will be there, along with their financial people, to outline the projects that need to be done, and they're going to let me know what kind of funding they have available to do that. I've made it pretty aware that we don't have funding to do this, so I'll be happy to run the projects for them. I did have one other thing to bring up. Bruce and I met with the auditor this mm-hmm. week in an entrance audit. Since that time, the issues continue to mount. We have some issues that will be identified in the audit, hopefully not findings, but certainly management letters. The transition from accrual system to cash did not go well. And so between what Scott did, what Nancy did, and what Juanita did, there's been a lot of inexplainable issues. So they are working through that. they were hoping for a 3-week audit, and that audit might be a 5-week audit now and be quite a bit more expensive for them to figure this all out.
Can you send us an email identifying what the issues are? I'm more concerned if they have a financial impact.
I would rather her do that.
Okay.
They won't have a financial impact. It's how things were reported. But I want her to explain it to you, not me, because she gets into accruals and how that's done versus cash over here and where money was transferred, and my eyes just glaze over. So I will ask her if she can send a note saying
just so we're knowledgeable in case we somehow are worried about it. Not that I really want to put out any information. You're the spokesperson, but it's sometimes helpful to know.
Sure. They're working hard to try to resolve the issues. There's no indication that there was any fraud or any money. It's just where the money was put, how it was transferred. Mm-hmm. We're still accruing depreciation, and on a cash basis, you don't do depreciation, but it's in our financial statement, so they have to try to back that out. And it was basically a transition that was...
Mm-hmm. Well, we're trying to keep track of our net value. Mm-hmm. So if you don't depreciate, you don't have that,
well,
right?
You can do that on your books, mm-hmm. but what you report to the state doesn't include depreciation, and that's where we're having problems.
Depreciation brings the red boat to my mind. Mm-hmm. where are we on that?
Can I tell you that I wish it would have sank yesterday in the windstorm? we are nowhere. We are going to bring to you on the 21st a recommendation to lower the price, and that has to be done, obviously, in public and meetings. Right. So that's what we think is the next step. I've alerted the broker that this is probably going to happen, but I don't know yet. I can't sign a contract until you all approve it. So... obviously, that boat's got to go away by February. We need to figure out what to do with it.
Okay.
The saga of the black boat continues. It's in Port Angeles now.
It has to go away by February unless we find another place to moor it.
Right.
So it's not an apt hard stop.
Right.
Yeah.
So I have talked
talk about like you.
I have talked to Kathy Garcia. Bremerton can probably handle it, so we may have to take it over to Bremerton.
Okay.
The saga of the black boat.
It's in Los Angeles, I mean Port Angeles now, and the attorney is dealing with the port of Port Angeles.
Is it floating?
It's floating, okay. But they're claiming undue non-access or some. They're looking to sue the port of Port Angeles because they won't put it in their marina. So
bad time of the year to cross the Pacific.
I just told the executive director of the port of Port Angeles, make sure they don't come back this way.
Whatever you do.
Yeah, have the staff out there with pike poles and keep pushing them up.
Take off all the cleats. Yeah.
Well, from what we saw at WPPA last year, they can't claim, what was that terminology of when your boat is sinking?
Right.
You have to have, they have to let you tie up because your boat is sinking.
Mm. Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Could you send us, you may have already, and I haven't seen it, I haven't looked at my email from the port yet, but a copy of your presentation. I've heard mm-hmm. several good comments about it.
Which presentation? The one I gave to Chamber?
Yes.
Because mine Thursday is going to be totally different.
And the one you're doing Thursday is at WPPA.
Right.
You know, I'd like to see that too, but I'm really interested in also seeing the one that people are commenting on.
Sure, okay. I can send it to you.
Yeah, lots of good comments on
that
interior.
Yeah, the WPPA one is so big, I can't email it to you, so to try to figure out how to get it to you. It'd be a thumb drive.
I guess I put it on a thumb drive.
It's 125 megs, so it's huge. But it's going to be very nice. Terry did a good job putting it together.
Good. Good. What sorts of things is Terry working on now?
Terry's working on communication stuff for basically Christmas lights. You know, that's his big thing. The events committee put him in charge of the scavenger hunt. And traditionally, the scavenger hunt's been pretty non-eventful. I don't know if you even know what the scavenger hunt is, but kids can get a card and they can go around and identify sculptures by number. And then they take that completed card to Little City Candy and they get some candy. Terry's expanded that whole thing to, there's beautiful cards done, beautiful numbers on each of the sculptures. I think he's got 6 vendors now that are going to be giving discounts, like the pizza place is going to give 25% off and completed cards. So He's really trying to work on community things right now, revolving around the Christmas lighting. But I reminded him that newsletters are top priority, and I want another newsletter by the end of December, which he's working on. He was able to get the cover story of the Kitsap Daily News, which will be a cover story for the Christmas lighting that he's writing. So that'll be a nice exposure for us. So he's busy. He's got a lot of ideas, and I'm trying to slow him down a little bit.
Focus.
I think if you could get the names of the volunteers somewhere in the external media, they would appreciate that.
Sure.
Unless they specifically don't want to.
Look, my presentation took him quite a while to put together. He's done a good job, done a lot of history digging, great video. How it's incorporated in the presentation is really well done.
We'll all look forward to that. So, I did have another thing I wanted to ask you, but it slipped my mind, so.
If y'all get a chance to go over, I think I said it before you came, that the office is now open. Everybody's moved down there. It's beautiful. So we're getting lots of great compliments from people coming in.
Great.
Any hiccups in moving telephones and computers and all that, or did that go?
The only hiccup we've had is the key scan. For some reason, the key scan computer is not working downstairs.
Which?
That's the one that controls all the gates.
Oh, key scan.
So we're trying to figure out what the difference is. It's the same circuit. I don't know why it won't work upstairs, or where it will upstairs and won't work downstairs. Everything else is perfect. So.
I remember what I wanted to mention to you, the plywood boards being in a silent auction, which can't work here and can't work up at the Village Green. I'm not quite sure what we're going to do about it. If you had any ideas, that would be great.
You were going to try and do that at the Christmas lighting, weren't
they? Yeah, we were hoping to do it inside the tent at the Christmas lighting, and Jim said they don't want to do that. So.
Well, they didn't want to do it just because there's so many kids in there and Santa Claus and the drinks, and I'm wondering if there's any way we can do it in concert with the 3 o'clock opening. You do the silent auction at 3 o'clock and not try to do that at 5 o'clock when Santa's there and everything else. I think that's doable. And I think Colleen didn't really care. It was more of, oh, no, she's not going to try to do that while all the kids and Santa Claus and drinks are in there. But at 3 o'clock, it might be a good
A
good time.
So should I talk to her to follow up with that, or you?
Oh, I can do it. Okay. As long as it's not in conjunction with the 5 o'clock evening thing.
Yeah, well, we have the ribbon cutting then, and that's at 3, and so that's the very appropriate time to do it.
Yeah.
So, cool.
And we can even mention that at the ribbon cutting, you know, we have these great artwork in the tent if you'd like to go and bid on them. I think that's pretty great.
Cool, thank you. And so the Tuesday, November 21, is a special meeting because we switched times.
Right. Anytime we switch to a regular meeting, it becomes a special meeting.
Okay. Right.
But it is at 1 o'clock, and it is at Village Green.
So the agenda items are? I mean, decision-making agenda items are?
I don't know, but we're going to have to work on that.
Okay, but one of them is to whether accept or not accept the extension proposal.
Right.
And we'll get a review from Carolyn at that point.
We'll get everything the next hour, she'll have everything.
And then possibly the price of the red boat.
Yep.
That would require a board action.
So one of my ideas for that, just so you're aware and thinking about it, is no matter what we do, we're not going to change sea level. They are what they are. The issue is going to be how much it's going to cost them or us. And one of my compromises that I did at 2 in the morning was what if we ask Craig to pay for the covered mortgage differential? That wouldn't be $500 a day. And it would allow him and the port to go to all of our tenants in covered mortgage who are all complaining and apologize from the port and from sea level for the delay and let them know we will waive all covered mortgage differential. during the period, how long it takes. If it takes until February, then he'll pay for that differential till February. It is about $5,000 a month that we are not charging, that we're eating. And that might be a good solution that not only helps us and allows our clients to appreciate not having to pay for something they're not receiving, but it also allows Craig to make good to these tenants.
So that's 1 month's differential, or
it's $5,000 a month
for 1 month,
right?
The 30 days,
right?
So it would only be for 1 month that Craig would reimburse.
Well, if he goes till February, it would be 3 months. However long he takes.
No, from here forward, but not from here back.
Right.
Because there are tenants who had less covered mortgage than they would have had under the original contract, because they extended out the time. So they were without it for a lot longer period of time.
But we've already subsidized that. The board has ate those charges.
Yeah.
We're just saying a way forward for this new request, in my mind, is, okay, let's share the burden. We've already accommodated the past. From this date, you'll pay us $5,000 a month as long as it takes. If it takes 3 months, 4 months, that way we can go to our tenants and say, we apologize, we're going to compensate you for this.
Are there any other costs that we're, or lack of revenue, like
parking?
Parking,
it's just this time of year, we're not losing very much money in parking.
Yeah.
And all of that parking is permit parking, so it's all boat owners parking. It's not pay parking, per se.
You can, yeah, but they're in the...
We're pushing them off into ones that would be...
As long as you feel you're recovering the reasonable additional costs, I think that's appropriate. Yeah. You may want to keep the door open in case it drags out for a lot longer.
So at $500 a day, obviously it's $15,000 a month. So $5,000 is a lot easier to swallow than $15,000 a month. And it just may be a win-win for everybody, and that's what I was trying to figure out.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I like that approach, Jim. I think it will, even if people are unhappy with the delay, I think squashing Craig would be even more problematic.
And it doesn't get us anywhere.
Yeah. It doesn't get it done. It dies in the center.
We want the job done right. And I don't think at this time of year we want to press him to too hard, because then he may not do it right. Working in conditions that may not be. Now, you haven't talked about the weather days.
Yeah. I mean, there's going to be, you know, when I met with Craig, I said, you know, he says, well, I want credit for weather days. And I said, you're not going to have good weather until June. I mean, are you telling me that every day that it's raining, you can't work? And he says, no, we'll work any day it's raining. It just can't blow over 15 miles an hour.
So this is 30 days plus weather days we're talking about. That's what you're going to bring to us.
The way they're working right now and the schedule they're working on, I would say it will be the 1st of March before it's done.
Okay.
Knowing how fast they're going, minus 10% weather days.
Yeah, I would think about a limit on the number of weather days. I don't think, you know, obviously we don't want people up there when it's not safe, but it's not our fault that he's this far behind. And to just, you know, we could get the whole month of February where there's not a single working day. And yet our tenants are still out covered mortgage in the weather in which they most want covered mortgage. So I would, you know, I'm just off the top of my head, but I think about that as a, you know, what's a reasonable under the circumstances. And the circumstance I'm most thinking about is the delay caused by sea levels issues rather than the circumstances of we're now in the middle of winter.
Can you ask Carolyn whether we should document a response to his allegations? Okay. I don't know that we need to or not, but somebody a year from now might want to know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Carolyn might advise a memo to the file that she might not advise a public.
Yeah, I understand that, but if we need to record, I'm always a little concerned about what he claimed about Ray and the allegation there of.
What did he claim about Ray?
It was Bob.
Bob, I mean.
He said that Bob stopped him for a month, and while he said that he had to have his roofer review it, and I know that's not the case. Bob would never have done that.
Yeah.
And Bob never talked to Craig about it because Craig was doing bulkheads. He talked to one of his employees about it. So it's just one of those allegations. It's just not true. It may be partially true. You know, why don't you go talk to Joe about that, but not stop work for a month?
Yeah, there's often a grain of truth somewhere in the in the declaration.
Yes. Everybody reads what everybody else does in their own way.
Yeah. Especially after the fact. I was surprised when he said that the panels had to come from Israel.
Yeah, well,
that would be another thing that I think Carolyn might want to document in her own files by talking to the engineers or whoever that could, because it's going to be easier to get people's recollections today than it would be a year from now if it goes off the rails and we end up in litigation.
Yeah, obviously the engineer spec'd polycarbonate panels, but they didn't say that this is what you have to do. It's this or similar. You know, and to say you have to go to Israel to buy them was crazy.
Everybody in Puget Sound is not going to Israel for panels, I don't think.
And the fact that the engineer only approved the brackets 3 weeks ago is because they didn't submit the drawings until 4 weeks ago. What have they been doing for 8 months? Yeah. So it's those kind of accusations that are like, oh, wait a minute, those aren't, they may be true, but they're not really true.
Yeah, and I think Carolyn having, you know, maybe interview you or Bob or whoever and document in the file so that later on, whether or not she's our court counsel, there's a record of, you know, a contemporaneous record.
That's a good idea. Yeah. All right.
Okay, if there's nothing else, then I call us adjourned at 10:30.
Okay. Great.